Among the throng of interested parties at the White House forum today was John Podesta. He now heads the liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress. He co-chaired the Obama-Biden transition team, and he was on the White House staff during the Clinton healthcare debacle in the early 90s. Mr. Podesta joins us now from the White House. Welcome to the program.
It's nice to be with you, Melissa.
And when you think back on that failure from 1993, why do you think there might be a more positive outcome this time around?
Well, I would say two things, really. I think that clearly, when you look at this from the economic perspective, there are more people uninsured. This has really been a brutal cost on business budgets, on family budgets, and on the federal and state and local budgets. So I think the people who came to the White House today found quite a bit of agreement, actually. Indeed, Ms. Lyons's piece focused on places that were contention was came up, but there was a lot of agreement that if we didn't get costs under control, that the economy just could not compete.
I saw this period referred to today as the happy talk phase. And there were times today when it seemed like a love fest over there at the White House. But there were a lot of competing interests around that table. And let's talk first about the insurance companies and the drug companies who have opposed reform in the past. They've spent hundreds of millions of dollars to protect their industry. What's in healthcare reform for them?
Well, the system right now is just unsustainable. So I think, for example, the pharmaceutical industry is looking at trying to be able to have new customers, if you will, people who need the fruits of the new discoveries that the pharmaceuticals industry is making but can't afford them. The health insurance industry knows that they're living it with an unsustainable model. So they came together. I was in a meeting with Ms. Ignani, the head of the health insurance industry group, and she put some new she put some new ideas on the table about how they could save costs through by lowering their administrative costs in the system. So I think there was a very good spirit today, and I guess I would say that's the other difference between now and 1993, which is this has been a very open process. The president began the session this afternoon by introducing Travis Ulrich, who was one of the people who participated in the 3,000 meetings that occurred around the country during the course of the transition, brought ideas to the table. They issued a report. So I think this is a conversation the entire country is engaged in. But if we don't solve this problem, the economy just can't succeed, and I think business can't succeed in this country. So things are different than they were in 1993. I think everyone knows the status quo won't hold, and we have to try to tackle this, and we have to try to tackle it right now.
Well, what about the Republicans who say, you know, we're worried about the role of government as an insurer of last resort? They say it'll doom private market competition. How do you get them on board?
Well, you know, they were here. They participated. I think they're certainly skeptical about the public plan that the president talked about. But I think that there's room for dialogue. And I think that they came, the leadership of the committees came and said, we want to try to be part of the solution. We want to try to tackle the problem. As the president pointed out in the session later this afternoon, he said that he's trying to offer people more choices through this public plan, but there's room for dialogue and discussion of that. The most important thing is that we have to keep people healthier, and we have to bend the excessive costs that the current system are placing on our families and our businesses and on the government.
John Podesta, thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
John Podesta is founder of the liberal think tank, the Center for American Progress, and he was a former White House Chief of Staff under President Clinton.